From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A California initiative requiring egg-laying hens to be cage-free and that would prohibit the sale of pork and veal from animals raised in housing banned in 2008 was approved for the November ballot. In a recent Capitol report, the National Pork Producers Council wrote, animal rights groups, including the Humane Society, collected more than 660,000 signatures for the measure, well over the 366,000 needed. According to AgWeb.com, California voters approved an initiative this year that banned so-called battery cages for egg-laying hens, gestation stalls for sows, and crates for veal calves. U.S. farmers are already hurting thanks to Mexico's retaliatory tariffs on U.S. import taxes for steel and aluminum, but the pain is expected to increase sharply. AgriPulse reports the cost of Mexican tariffs hasn't yet reached the intolerable level for the dairy industry, but for crops like potatoes, the damage is mounting. Right now, Mexico is hitting most U.S. cheese exports with tariffs ranging between 10 and 15%, and both Mexican consumers and U.S. farmers are paying the new tax. Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts of Kansas and ranking Democrat Debbie Stabenow of Michigan announced the Senate-approved reauthorization of the Pesticide Registration Improvement Act. Roberts tells AgriMarketing.com the just-passed Senate Farm Bill provides farmers and ranchers with certainty in a tough farm economy. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.